From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The German government has ordered a CIA official to leave the country after two cases of alleged espionage by the United States in Germany. The official is reportedly the CIA's head of station at the US Embassy in Berlin. His expulsion was ordered 24 hours after the disclosure that a German intelligence official was arrested last week and accused of acting as a double agent. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest.
Any sort of comment on any purported intelligence activity would place at risk U.S. assets, U.S. personnel, and United States national security. So I'm just not in a position to comment on it.
James Blitz of the Financial Times says the incident is deeply damaging to U.S.-German relations.
Here you have another example of how the U.S. is spying upon a country which is supposed to be a very close NATO ally and which is led by somebody who's widely seen as the most powerful figure in Europe.
Palestinian officials claim another 20 people have been killed by Israel as it intensifies airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas is accusing Israel of genocide through what he called an indiscriminate bombing campaign. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military assault is not over yet because Hamas has not stopped firing rockets at Israeli territory. Chinese computer hackers tried to break into a U.S. government network in an attempt to secure information about employees being considered for top-level security clearances. Secretary of State John Kerry, in Beijing, told reporters he learned of the details of the attack too late to raise it with Chinese officials during talks. But he says the general issue of cyber espionage was on the table.
I emphasize that incidents of cyber theft have harmed our businesses and threatened our nation's competitiveness. And we believe it is essential to continue the discussions in this area.
Over a million public sector workers spent Thursday on strike in Britain over pay, pensions and job losses. Prime Minister David Cameron criticised the walkout. He promised to draft new legislation against the kind of strike being led by Labour leaders like Nick McCarthy of the Public and Commercial Services Union.
What we want to demonstrate today to impose a pay freeze on people across the economy and in the public sector. We don't believe it's fair and we don't believe it's necessary.
Argentina and Germany are making their final preparations ahead of Sunday's World Cup final in Brazil. Henry Winter, football correspondent for Britain's Daily Telegraph, says Argentina's captain, Lionel Messi, could be on the brink of being recognised as one of the game's greatest historic figures.
He's won four Ballon d'Ors, he's won Champions League finals, he's even won the Olympic final, the Olympic gold. But this is the World Cup final, this is the pinnacle, this is the pantheon.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. Italian authorities say the Costa Concordia cruise ship is set to be refloated and towed away for scrap next week, 2.5 years after it capsized off the island of Giglio. 32 people died when the luxury liner struck a rock in January 2012, and the ship's captain is on trial for manslaughter. From FSN's bureau in Rome, Yelena Cassis reports.
On Monday, the Costa Concordia is set to rise out of the water and be towed away to its final resting place in a Genoa scrapyard. Engineers have tied huge tanks to the sides, and weather permitting, the operation is ready to go. 32 people died when the cruise ship hit a rock off the Italian island of Giglio on January 13, 2012. Captain Francesco Schettino is currently on trial for manslaughter, causing a shipwreck and abandoning the vessel. The wreck was hoisted upright last September in a 19-hour operation. The salvage is the biggest ever attempted of a passenger ship and has cost hundreds of millions of euros.
The European Court of Justice says designer drugs which replicate the effects of marijuana may not be classed as medicinal products. Countries across the EU are battling to control the sales of so-called legal highs, which have seen a huge surge in popularity. From FSN's Europe desk in Brussels, Jack Parrock reports.
The German federal court referred a case regarding the sale of these drugs to the European Court of Justice after it convicted two sellers for touting them as medicinal products. The ECJ agreed with the German court that these products couldn't be defined in that way, and this ruling will now be binding across the European Union. It means no drugs will be able to be sold as medicinal products unless they have undergone specific scientific trials. This could greatly diminish the recent upward trend in the sales of legal highs, as the process can take years.
And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.